It is time for our forecast with Pat Pagano. And Pat, I have a question to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Well, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, this winter has been an unspectacular winter. I'll call it that so far. But one thing, you know, we've got about 26, 27 inches of snow, most of it from one storm, another one from we got like 3.5 to 5 inches. But one thing I've noticed, a lot of the lakes in our area, except for a few, they are covered now. Yeah. They are covered. And I went back and I've checked. We've had a string of cold nights and not bitterly cold days, but also cold days that I don't think we've seen in a while. It's been about 3 weeks of calm weather that's had nighttime temperatures in the teens or maybe even close to single digits, and daytime temperatures between 30 and 40. So there's not gobs and gobs of snow, this has been more of a normal winter than ones we've been through.
Well, I guess you could use the word normal, but temperatures have still been averaging above the norm through December and January. We have been above normal, and the reason for it, a lot of it, is because nighttime temperatures, a lot of the nighttime temperatures were not as cold as they could have been. So that keeps the average up. But now this is more seasonable.
Yeah.
Mid-30s sunny today. Upper teens clear tonight. Storm number one. Cloudy Tuesday with light snow developing, probably in the afternoon, mid-30s, and that will continue Tuesday night. Wednesday, a little bit of light snow or snow shower activity, then some sun in the mid-30s. Storm number two will miss us. Variably cloudy, windy, low 30s. There may be a couple of flurries. That's about it. And Friday will be a sunny, cold day with highs only in the 20s. And there is another storm coming in on Sunday. As far as how much we'll get Tuesday into early morning on Wednesday, the thinking right now is 2 to 4 inches. That should do it. And the 4 inches much more likely at our highest elevations, especially to the west, Catskills over to the Berkshires. So I think you could deal with that, Marshall.
Yeah, it's just like I said. I left my house this morning. It was 10 degrees, and like I said to myself, it's been not a spectacular winter, but the ski areas aren't complaining because it's been cold enough at night where they make plenty of snow. It's been cold enough during the day, and we've had enough snow stay on the ground where it looks like winter. Not a ton of snow, but we've had basically snow on the ground for about a month now. And then Salisbury Winter Sports Association on the 12th and 13th and 14th, they have their ski jumps, and they've just been able to amass an incredible amount of snow over where they are. It's been the type of winter where if you like winter, you've been able to do what you like to do, skate on a lake, ski and stuff like that, and not have to worry about anything like that. And it's been a long time since we've had just a consistent weather like that. So it came to me as an epiphany this morning.
Well, that's good for you. Aside from that, I have to tell you, it was late yesterday afternoon. I had finished work in the weather center, sat down, and I looked at the clock and I said, you know what? It's like 4:30. I'm not going to put a movie on. You know, it's 4:30 already. I won't put a movie on. So I went over to YouTube. And I said, maybe there'll be something interesting on that. And I came up and I said, you know what? Search for Don Rickles. And I managed to get it. I mean, YouTube played one cut after the other. I sat for about an hour and a half watching all these different cuts of Don Rickles. I have to tell you, Marshall, I don't remember laughing that much.
What show is this again?
These are all different shows, from the Johnny Carson show.
Okay, all right.
From some of the roasts, you know, and they just keep playing the clips. So, you know, you're not watching all of the Johnny Carson show. You're just watching that portion. I'm telling you, he definitely was they used to call him Mr. Warmth. Of course, he died a few years back. But he was just hysterically funny. Anybody who could come on stage, in my opinion, and have the insults ready the way he does. You know, you have to just be a master of that. And I was just hysterical laughing. I mean, he really doesn't care who he insults, from Johnny Carson to Frank Sinatra to Glenn Campbell. I mean, I was watching all of it, and it was even Jack Benny. Even I couldn't believe how Jack Benny was laughing at him. But I said, you know what? It was something great that I did, because normally I'd watch an action movie. The Saturday afternoon, I watched a movie called Hometown. And it was an action movie. I really, really enjoyed it. But it was tense, you know, and, you know, a lot of fighting and stuff like that. And I just wasn't in the mood. And I said, just what the doctor prescribed, especially in these times, folks, you need to laugh. So if you want a good laugh, I am recommending that you go to YouTube and you search for Don Rickles and watch a series of it's just, I just can't tell you. I mean, he insults everybody and everything, but it is just very funny.
Well, the interesting thing about what you're saying is that I go to YouTube for that as well. But I look for comedians like John Panette. If ever I'm feeling frustrated, I'll type in John Panette. And I'll just laugh till there's tears. I'll type in Jonathan Winters. I'll type in, you know, I'll just type in one of my favorite comedians. And wow, you're right. That's the great thing about YouTube. You can just, and once you type in their names, and you, it just keeps playing more and more and more and more of what they do.
Right.
But that's a great thing to do. For me, football was on. Two great football games. So I watched football games last night. But no, there's times where I bring up YouTube on my big screen TV and I'll type in a comedian's name. And 9 out of 10 times, clips come from the Johnny Carson show.
Right. You know, and that was another thought I had. I said, I mean, at one point it was Johnny Carson. Let me see, it was Johnny Carson, Don Rickles, Dom DeLuise, I forget who else, all at the same time. I mean, nothing but laughter.
Yeah.
There's not one show on at night that could take the place of Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Yep. No, it's true. So if you people are feeling stressed, go to Google and type in YouTube and then type in the name of your comic you want to see or Johnny Carson or whatever.
And you'll have a laugh.
And it's all right there.
Yeah.
No commercials.
That's right.
All right, Pat. We'll see what happens tomorrow morning when we awake.
Yeah, well, at least you won't have to worry about walking on snow tomorrow morning. But in the afternoon, you will. And I'll have all of that for you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.